I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots, remembering what happened here in New Orleans, now 15 years after the storm, what we'd later speak of as the Federal Flood. Over those years, we've marked different anniversaries with songs that remind us of where we've been and how we're moving forward. Often we turn to spiritual songs for comfort, like Wade in the Water, done here by Dejan's Olympia Brass Band as Wade in the River on American Roots.
Tell you something. Put this on down there, get straight now. Put your hands together, give me a little tap. All right. I say, wade in the river, way down on the Mississippi River, wade in the river, way down yonder in New Orleans, yeah.
Dejan's Olympia Brass Band, shouting out all the things that we love about our hometown. They're one of New Orleans' oldest brass bands, led by the late Harold Dejan. The original Olympia Brass Band began in the late 19th century. By the 1980s, the tradition was alive and reviving with the Rebirth Brass Band, young teenagers who mixed elements of soul and funk into the traditional New Orleans sound, making it dance music for the club. I spoke to the founding members, the Frazier Brothers, around the rehearsals in 2005 at the Madison Square Garden Hurricane Relief Concert, Big Apple for the Big Easy.
My name is Keith Frazier. I'm one of the drummers for the Rebirth Brass Band. I left New Orleans before the storm actually hit. I evacuated with my family, arriving in Dallas Sunday night. I thought I would be in Dallas for 3 or 4 days, but the mayor was on CNN. He said that there was a breach in the levee and the city was flooding. At that point, I realized I think I better get myself settled in for the long haul, that I wouldn't be able to return for quite some time. Right now, we're just in a holding state. You know, we're waiting for some news about when we can return because our house was completely flooded. And we're just hopeful that when we do get back, there'll be something to return to.
And I'm Philip Frazier, leader of the Rebirth Brass Band, tuba player. Worst nightmare I had that knowing that two of the guys didn't left out on time, Derek Shavs and Derek Tabb, when all the cell phones went down, trying to find out where them guys was at. It was like a nightmare. Like, I hope nothing happened to them. And when they finally, both of them got through to me, and then Derek told me he was trapped in his apartment by water. And when we did, we called like 911, the state troopers, to let them know that Derek Shavs was trapped in an apartment. But we did decide to go swim to I-10 and hitch like a ride to Baton Rouge, and we all just regrouped in Houston.
So he actually had to kind of swim out of there, huh?
Yeah, he had to actually kind of swim out there.
Yeah, no kidding.
What does it do to a band when everybody goes in all directions?
It's really hard to keep a band together when everyone is separated like that. I mean, I was in Dallas, Texas. My brother Philip Frazier was in Houston. Our saxophone player was in New York City. Derek Chasby was still trapped in his apartment until Friday or Saturday after the storm had passed. And it was really hard to, like, you know, contact everyone to try to get together to come out and do our Midwest tour. But once we were able to contact everyone and everyone was out safe, we just decided that, hey, look, we'll just pick guys up along the way and head up to Memphis, where the first day of our tour was starting at.
At least we are fortunate that the Rebirth Brass Band is a traveling band, and we still going to, you know, do gigs and engagements. Our Midwest tour was set before the storm was actually come to New Orleans, which was kind of good because the band got a chance to go out and play music, and it's like therapy to us, and to keep our heads up and also to help rejuvenate income for our families and everybody lost everything. And also now to be ambassadors of New Orleans to help other musicians that lost homes and instruments. And so we're fortunate, one of the lucky ones. But the sad thing about us, you know, still getting on stage, you know, putting on that performance like we do, you know, everybody sees having a good time at the same time. In the back of everybody's mind, still thinking back about at home. Because once we have a break in touring, you know, even though we might go stay in Houston or Dallas, but that's not really our homes. And then you come back to reality, realize that there's no place like home and there's nowhere to go back to.
I guess that's the question. Do you want to return home? Do you have a plan? Or where are you feeling about it now?
Well, really, be honest, I got to. It's a must. Brass bands is a part of New Orleans culture. And if you know, if we stay out of New Orleans, how can we refurbish the culture? You know, all these other places are nice and stuff, but ain't nothing like New Orleans. It's unique. The music is unique. The people are unique. So, you know, I cannot abandon the people. I can't abandon where I started at. It may never be the same, but I will go back to try to be an ambassador and make sure that, hey, we're going to keep this going. You know, get the second lines back rolling. Get it back rolling. It's just something that can't die. New Orleans is part of America culture. Without New Orleans, there's no America.
What will it take, do you think, to bring back these neighborhoods that have been underwater?
I think you rebuild it one block at a time. And you can't rush it, because New Orleans wasn't built in a day. If you try to rush it, then you're going to lose a lot of the culture. Like I said, people won't come back if they think it's a rush job.
One house at a time, one block at a time, and people will definitely come back, seeing that this city is being back brought to life right. Especially start off with the levee system first. They got to redo it. In New Orleans, I understand we like to preserve everything, but some things that we know we shouldn't reserve and need to be changed, especially the levee system. Hey, it's time to change this. Culture, everything's still going to be the same in there, but just, hey, we need to modernize it so we can preserve and protect it.
That worry about the culture of New Orleans was still present 2 years later, in 2007, when I caught up with Phil Frazier at a jazz second line parade with the Treme Sidewalk Steppers.
Last year, there wasn't that many parades. I only had a couple. This year, more clubs on came back, and you know, you got people traveling all the way back from who be in Houston and Arkansas and Atlanta coming back down just to parade because they love it so much. Now, only thing I'm worrying about, we have the bands growing. With the social and pleasure clubs, I haven't really been seeing any young people. That's the scary thing. You know, we got to get the young people back involved with the social and pleasure clubs because this been going on for years and years and years. We can't let that culture die no matter what.
Phil Frazier, the Rebirth Brass Band, with hope for the future at the Treme Sidewalk Steppers Second Line 2007. Second line culture has resurged since the deluge, but this year, the season was put on hold in March when the city went into coronavirus lockdown. Trumpeter Shamar Allen answered the call for all those aching to get out into those streets. He calls it quarantine and chill on American Roots.
Since you can't go to second line, I'm gonna bring that bit to you. This your boy Shamar Allen, you heard me, and I want you to
show me that footwork.
Just because you stuck in the house don't mean that you can't.
Show me that footwork.
I say you want a second line, so go and get it off your mind.
Show me that footwork.
Say we all stuck up in the house, so won't you get up off the couch and
show me that footwork.
Let's go.
I got what you need. Yeah. It's perfect time.
Yeah.
Quarantine and chill. Stuck in the coronavirus.
Off the couch right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't wanna hear you mouth right now. This the cause that we got dealt. You can play your hand or you can play yourself. Cause I'ma go with my move. I'ma make it do what it do. Let's say le bon ton, le beaucoup. I'ma get me, hope you get you. I brought a second line to your living room. I'm trying to put it in your system. Cause them second line Sundays I miss some. Or them second line I live for, yeah. Let me see your footwork. Show me what a hip hop come.
I got what you need.
Yeah.
It's perfect time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Joe Lasty and his family band, 2008, bringing us into the streets of the city for sacred purposes. It's been almost impossible to have a public funeral since the quarantine. Very upsetting to New Orleanians. But while we miss the freedom to congregate on the second line or for a jazz funeral, we're looking forward to that time when we can all walk together again through the streets of the city. Coming up, a conversation with the late Alan Toussaint a few weeks after Katrina, when he took refuge in New York City. That's when American Roots returns.